Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. We've got Beamer Blog Talk Radio coast to coast this morning. And afternoon. I'm Mark Gilwitz, organizational manager here in Charlotte, North Carolina area. I got the East Coast covered, and I've got my good friend and business associate, Greg Peterson, on the line. Greg, you there?
I am here, over here in Southern California. Nice sunny day, and looking to hear from everybody and get some great testimonials so that we can use this as a tool to share with our prospective clients to help them possibly make that decision that could totally change their life.
Absolutely. And to me, you know, I love the slogan that Beamer has, the science is real. And that's fantastic. That's one part of the equation. But to me, what goes together like hand in glove or peanut butter and jelly or whatever is the science and the results, which is the testimonials. And the science is great. You know that it's efficacious, and you know that it's been tested and tried and true over 21 years. And then, but to hear the testimonials, it's like you know it works, you know all the science, but it's something about when you hear a life being changed through Beamer, that just really changes everything. And it's the benefit of the benefit. And what that is I'll have someone come into my clinic with a hurting knee, and they want their knee to feel better. So we get them on the Beamer, and the benefit is their knee feels better. But the benefit of the benefit is when your knee feels better, what can you now do with your life? That maybe it's a grandma or grandpa that couldn't play with their grandkids because their knees or their joints hurt so badly. And the benefit of the benefit is now they can have that quality time with family and do the things that maybe they had put on the shelf and go, you know what, I'm not going to be able to ever do that again. And to me, Greg, the benefit of the benefit is what you hear in these testimonials.
Oh, most definitely. It really is fun where, like you mentioned, people have a targeted issue and people don't realize that that is just something that has manifested itself over several years and it finally came to the surface where they recognize it, or certain things happen in our lives at such a gradual pace that it becomes the new normal for us, or the new norm, as they would say, and we don't realize that we actually can reverse that and start feeling so much better again, thinking, well, they just accepted this as that's the way it was going to be. And so they come in with one item saying, well, I'd like to get this worked on, and hopefully we have positive results with that. But then as a extra benefit, they start recognizing other things as well that they never even thought possible could change. So that's what's really fun to hear.
Absolutely. So when your doctor says your diagnosis is old age disease, no, don't listen to him. It's called impaired blood flow. So that is the root cause of most degenerative disease in the body. As we get older, you know, think of a grape and a raisin. A grape is nice and plump. It's juicy. A raisin's kind of dried up and wrinkly. We want to stay grapes. We don't want to turn into raisins. And when you get on the Beamer and that blood flow is increasing, and all 50 to 100 trillion cells are being nursed with oxygen nutrients. And then what's equally important is that waste is being removed. Then those cells can flourish. Then they can regenerate and form healthy tissue that forms healthy organs. And your body can actually recreate itself and become a younger, better version of you. And that's all due to improved blood circulation. Right, Greg?
Most definitely. And I can speak the facts on that one as right now I am 59. And 2 years ago at age 57, I'd been using the Beamer for 3 years. And I went into a fitness facility where they do training. They do all sorts of testing. And one of them is called a phase angle, where they can actually measure how healthy your cells are, your cell membrane integrity, and the whole bit. And this all revolves around your lifestyle and also fitness level and different things there. So when they did my test at age 57 at that time, the average is supposed to be between 20 and 60%. And this was a sliding scale where it kind of started at the 20-year-olds on the left-hand side, and then you could see this bar and this long green section slowly angle downward towards my age group. And so did I land in that area? No. I was at 99%. The folks looked at each other. They're like, did we get this calibrated right? Then the whole bit, and I mentioned what I was doing, and I told them, I feel like I'm back in my 20s again. And they took my number. They went on that scale. They slid it over to the left, and I was at the peak of a 20-year-old at the cellular level for cellular health. And they were completely blown away. They'd never seen a reading like that before. So this is where I'd been using the Beamer for 3 years at that time. And as we continue to use it, we continue to become healthier because our cells replicate themselves on an average, depending on the tissue, about every 5 to 7 years. So do you want your cells to replicate in a nice, healthy environment, like a crystal clean swimming pool, or do you want them to replicate in a grungy, green, dirty, old swimming pool? And which one do you think you're going to become healthier in? Well, like they say, you are only as healthy as what your body can eliminate. So if you can clean out all that gunk out of there, your body is going to function so much better and start to rebuild itself in a positive manner. And I, from experience with that, I feel better now than I did almost 20, 30 years ago. And I owe it all to the Beamer. And yes, I try to live a healthy lifestyle. And yes, I do work out. However, that still wasn't accomplishing the overall goals that I wanted to achieve. And it was the Beamer that took me to that whole new level.
Yeah. And Greg, before we bring testimonials, open up the lines for testimonials, just want to say, you know, with being exposed to waste, you know, we think of, you know, toxins and metabolic waste and all that, but also there's energetic waste. There's such thing as dirty energy. There's Wi-Fi and 4G and 5G now, and we're being bombarded by all these unseen energy forces that are very negative on the body and create a waste in our body, in our cells, that is of an energy source. And when you get on the Beamer, it's not only cleansing your body from physical waste, but it's recalibrating your body and your cells and helping you to function at a higher level, because those very high destructive signals that we're being exposed to on a daily basis that we don't even see is affecting our immune system, our cellular integrity, our brain function, energy levels, everything. And to be able to get on the Beamer, it's, oh my gosh, it's hard to explain. It's like there's so much in the world with the stress and the Wi-Fi and the contaminants. Just step outside and breathe the air, It's not clean. Our food's not clean. Our water's not clean. But to be able to get on the Beamer and just relax for 8 minutes, get recharged, recalibrated, state of homeostasis, and then have your cells start detoxifying, it's just the most amazing experience. And you're not going to get that, you know, with any other technology or exercise. You know, whether it's exercise or hyperbaric chambers, whatever, you're looking at 10% or less of oxygen delivery to the cells. Beamer has been scientifically proven to get around 30%. So it's so far superior to anything else, and it just makes you feel so good. And no, I'm not hyped up on coffee. I am hyped up on Beamer. I was setting 6 today, and I'm feeling good. So, Greg, I'm going to read the kind of disclaimer here. So if you want to press 1 on your phone, that'll put you in the queue to share your testimonial. That'll hopefully inspire somebody to get a Beamer that'll change their life. But first off, a compliant testimonial is one where we don't mention any disease name. So we're not going to say diabetes. We're going to say I've got blood sugar issues. And we're not going to mention drug names. We're not going to use the words like pain or cured or treatment. You can say I had great discomfort, and after using the Beamer, then that was alleviated, and I feel a lot better, got greater joint mobility. And so just kind of speaking generalities, we don't want to talk about specific protocols. There's general protocols that work great that's in your Beamer manual. And with that, we're just going to wait on people to press 1 on their phone so they can get on the queue. And until that happens, Greg, anything else you want to add?
Well, one thing you're mentioning about the different areas of the electrical activity that's around us, and they call that basically electrical smog. And where our bodies are used to functioning like on positive and negative type of thing, we're electric beings. We have energy. And do you know that if you could hook a 100-watt light bulb to yourself, that your body generates enough electricity that you could power that 100-watt light bulb throughout the whole day? And so when things get disrupted or imagine if someone's in cardiac arrest, what do I do as a paramedic? That we have to shock them. And when we would defibrillate them, originally they had the paddle set where it would go from positive to a negative electrode as such when we would defibrillate the client. Well, after years of study, they found out that half of our cells go from positive to negative and others go from negative to positive. So what they did is they designed what was called a biphasic defibrillation type system. So not only when we would defibrillate, not only would the power go from positive to negative, but then it would reverse and go the opposite direction as well. And we had a much greater success rate on defibrillation. And that's how I can relate as far as it's electricity that keeps us going. So when you're using the Beamer, you're basically recharging the body. You're allowing the body to get back to its fundamental charge, its fundamental basis, its fundamental status of comfort to where it's nice and relaxed and removing all the negative other activity that's around in our atmosphere around us. And it gives the body a chance to take a deep breath, establish, get itself organized. And that's why it's so important when you're on the Beamer or you have a client on the Beamer, make sure they put their phone off to the side. Don't be sitting there and playing on the phone or different things there, because do you realize that not only is the Beamer the only Class 2 cleared medical device for low energy, low frequency device, but our device at its maximum level kicks out only 150 what they call flex density or micro Tesla. Well, do you know that there are some phones that kick out over 2,000 to 3,000 flux density or micro Tesla?
And do you think that has a disruption in our bodies? I can tell you guaranteed it does, because I can tell you when I am holding my phone and I am talking to an individual, or maybe I'm running a video or something, my hand will start to ache because the phone is being held in the hand, and it is that energy that is going through that's making my hand ache. So these are things that we want to educate our people. Not only are we sharing the Beamer with them, but we want to educate them to be living a healthier type of lifestyle. And that just comes with the education. So what everything that you said, Mark, was just like right on key. And I look around and I think of, like you mentioned, the water we drink, the food we eat, the air we breathe, but even the soaps that we put on our skins, the lotions, the toothpaste, mouthwash, different things like that. These things, there are chemicals in there. Does our body require chemicals? No. They are foreign obstructions, actually. The only thing that should be natural are things that grow naturally from our soil, the minerals and different things there. Those are natural to the body. Everything else is extra. You know, look at the side of a label on a soda can. None of that stuff is natural. And yet, does it taste good? You bet. I'm as guilty as everybody else. But is it good for us? No, it really isn't. So it's where we need to re-educate ourselves on how to eat better and all these other things. And then when we incorporate on top of that, it's a synergistic effect, meaning 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, 1 + 1 equals 3 or greater, because it enhances each other. So I see that we do have a caller coming in here. We have a 713-569. 713-569, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. It's Sandra in Houston. So,
hey, Sandra.
Sorry, I'm in my car.
I got something for you.
You got what?
I got applause for you. I just gave you applause. You're the first person to call in.
Nobody else has hit one?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. Well, I'll open the floodgates for you. Hey, Mark. So,
hey.
I have the most incredible Beamer testimonial I've ever had in over 4 years.
Wow.
And it involves the B-sit. So, I was in a restaurant on Monday, and when I got up, I forgot I was on an elevated platform, and so the next thing I know, I'm on my behind on the floor, and I have twisted my left ankle, and so I, like, of course, embarrassed. Then I stumble out of there, and I'm thinking, I'll be fine, go home, put the B-pad on it, be fine. And, you know, it was better, but a few hours later, I was in that tremendous amount of discomfort, and I even needed a medication for that discomfort. So I went to the emergency room, and 3 hours later, I walked out, limped out with my left leg in a walking boot with an order for a walker and some other serious medication for discomfort. I got a really busy week coming up this week with Polo. This is not working. I drove home and I went, all right, the B-sit, it's the strongest. So I started using the B-sit with my resting my side of my ankle on it. Oh, and they thought I had a fracture too. I left that out. And so I just did program 3 pretty often. And the next morning, I could move my foot without much discomfort. And later that day, I could put weight on my foot.
And you didn't have to take the medication, right?
Pardon me?
And you didn't have to take the medication anymore.
I never took I had some that they gave me in the when I was in the emergency room. I didn't fill the prescription. No, didn't take anything else.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
how many days ago did this happen?
Well, this happened a week ago, 8 days ago, and but within the first 24 hours, less than 24 hours afterwards, with using the B-sit, I could move my foot, and it wasn't. I mean, it hurt a little bit, but you know the distinction from where I was to in that short of time, just like I said, I keep kind of going, I'm so shocked that this works so well.
I know. That's why athletes love it, especially when they injure themselves. They can heal up so quickly. I think we've all experienced that, and it's just absolutely amazing when we experience it. We're like, we know. It's like when you hurt yourself, you're like, you already know this is going to take several weeks to heal up. But then you get on the Beamer, and in a week later, you're like, oh, my gosh, I feel great now.
Yeah. Well, it's a pretty serious sprain. It's a pretty, I don't know what level sprain it is. And I still have to baby it. The comparison of me thinking that I was going to be in a walking boot and this is the final of the, you know, polo season in which, of course, I've made an investment to be a part of in the fear that I wasn't going to be able, how am I going to do this? You know, I've got an exhibit on Saturday. How is it going to work? You know, all that stuff. And so I'm so very, very happy.
Yeah.
Very,
you know,
happy.
My chiropractor, he fractured his ankle and he's like, oh no, I don't want to get a boot because what it does to your spine, it throws everything out of whack. And yeah, the Beamer kept him out of having a walking boot. Yeah.
Well, I just left my chiropractor. That's why I was late getting on the show because yes, I had to wear the boot a few days last week. I just had to walk around, and I didn't want to add more stress to what was going on. And yeah, it does.
Right.
It totally throws your back out. Yes. Yes.
Well, Sandra, I'm sorry that you hurt yourself, but we're glad that it created another Beamer testimonial.
Well, you know, I just remembered, I was like, okay, the B-SID is the strongest of the signals, and this is acute, and therefore I'm going to use Program 3, and we're just going to blow at it. And I hardly have any bruising at all, and, you know, the swelling is, it's there, but it's a minimum compared to what I know it would be without it.
Right. So I don't know if, hey, Greg, and you can back me up on this, you know, just to be accurate. It's not any stronger than the B spot. It's just a larger coil, so it's a larger surface area where you get that stronger signal, correct?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's correct. All three have the same signal strength. It's just the configuration of the coil that's in the B-sit. It's more oblong, kind of like an egg type system. And one thing I wanted to add, too, is, well, number one, Sandra, you definitely go into an extent here to make more testimonials, which we all appreciate, but don't keep sacrificing yourself like this, number one. Okay, number two, when a person needs to realize, too, what causes discomfort. And discomfort is when the cells are screaming for oxygen, all right? So that's why you receive some immediate relief lots of times when you are getting the Beamer in there. You're getting that microcirculation going again, plus the body has received a traumatic event, and what's the body going to do? Just like if something happens in front of you, you take a deep breath and you freeze up. Well, that area can do that as well, and now you don't have the circulation in there to support all the living tissue. So you get that blood flow going in there. You get the inflammation process accelerated, so that that is the first stage of a recovery process. And so you get through that phase. Now you're getting the nutrients and the whole bit in there. Is it going to be sore following? You bet it's going to be, because now you're going into that recovery and the rebuilding process, but at least you're
right.
Much more comfortable. And you know that
yeah.
The whole process is accelerated. So great,
yeah.
You know, great job on what you did.
Well, thank you. And thanks for correcting me on that. We get it in our mind about something being stronger, bigger, whatever, but it is the size of the coil that and the shape of it that's making it
right.
So much better in that respect. Well, I got another testimonial. Y'all want to hear that one? Has anybody else pushed one?
Yeah, we got a couple
yeah,
more
go
people,
it.
But yeah, I'm happy to hear another quick one. Uh-huh.
Well, okay, this one's quick. So allergies, I don't usually have them, but got some inner ear stuff going on. And so I said, well, let me try putting the B-spot on my face and on the sinuses and using, the proper intensity for that. And, you know, doing a good job. Doing a good job.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So. It, it works for everything. Just when in doubt, Beamer.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm
all
glad
right,
you
Sandra,
have some
thank
other
you
callers.
So...
Okay.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you feel better. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Sandra, and she's a faithful listener and calls in, and another testimonial. You know what? You never know what tomorrow may bring, but whenever you do hurt yourself or have a little accident, it's nice to know that you got Beamer there waiting for you to help you out. Okay, our next caller is area code 407-407-421. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Denise Conchignano from Orlando, and I want to thank you,
hey there,
first
Denise.
Of all, for all that you guys do. I do have,
thank
I've
you.
Given my testimony before. I'm just going to give you a quick little thing, and then I've got a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The Beamer, when I first got started, helped my stomach issues tremendously, and also my knee that has an area that normally gets torn and that normally has to have surgery on it. And
right.
I have not had to have surgery for that, and it's going strong. Also, when I first got started on the Beamer, you know how you're supposed to do intensity one for 1 week, intensity two for the next week? And I had to stay on intensity one for 6 months. And I was getting quite concerned, and I asked my upline, and we tested my – because every time I went to go up on the intensity, I would get dizzy. So she came and she, you know, we tested my blood pressure, and everything was fine. We figured out that from so many years of, because I'm 70 now, and this was just 3 years ago, for so many years that I was not eating clean, shall we say, and taking a lot of meds, that my body was just so toxic. And so when I started drinking the Beamer water and using the Beamer religiously on intensity one, took about 6 months to clean me out, but now I'm right back where I'm supposed to be, and I can use the sleep mode and all that. It's fabulous. Absolutely. So I just wanted
well,
to say that because I know there's some people that get very upset when they can't progress up or they start getting dizzy or headaches or whatever when they do try to do that, and I just don't want them to get discouraged.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you share. My mom, who's 88 now, she's had a Beamer for 6 years, and she couldn't get past level two for, over a year. And after 6 years, she just recently went to level four. And it's just amazing. Some people are just, it can be very toxic or they can be energy sensitive. And there's the basic plan, but it may not be, you know, what's best for you. You just, your body knows what's best. And I tell people, I said, if after you get off you feel worse, then, you know, let me know and we'll just back it down. And, yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. And now you've had it for 3 years now. What was the main reason that caused you to get it, and was that alleviated?
Yes, it was. I had a shoulder tear that most people need to have surgery on. And my chiropractor started using it for that. And 4 years later, I still have not had to have surgery on it, and it's just as good as new. I mean, I can tell if I overwork it a lot because I deliver magazines and newspapers and whatnot, so I can tell if I overuse it. But for the most part, I don't have any problem whatsoever with it.
Wonderful.
And then I rented it and started using it for my stomach issues, and that took care of that. And then my knees as well. So it's,
wow.
You know, it's, I swear by it. It goes everywhere.
Took care of you from head to toe.
Really and truly. Well, now, and if I can ask if anybody has any suggestions on a couple of other issues, I will not get disease specific, but
yeah.
The gland that's in the front of the throat that it starts with a T and ends with an oid.
Right.
Has anybody had any success with using the Beamer for that? And if so, what did they do and use? And also, if anybody has any suggestions on when you get a little bit of, I don't think it's a disease issue, but reflux problems.
Right.
Anything on that? And my third question is, I just recently got the B-Sit, and I love it just like that other lady that was just on. Does it matter
uh-huh.
what side you sit on, though?
It doesn't, no. It does not.
Okay, good.
So
it goes
yeah,
both
it doesn't.
Ways just like the strap does.
Exactly. And Denise, I can talk with you after the call, but we don't want to be disease-specific on air. And so
right.
because Beamer isn't and
right.
And there's the basic plan, but I'm happy to call you afterwards and talk
oh,
to you about anything
that.
Specific.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Denise, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, Greg, we got another caller in the queue. And that is area code 603-785. You are live on Blog Talk. You are good to go. Hello. All right, 603. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll get back to you, 603. All right, Greg. I was hoping that 603 would give a testimonial until we had more people raising their hands. If you have a testimonial other than quiet 603, okay, we've got 307, 307-660. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Janine in Gillette, Wyoming, and I
hey,
am 61. Good morning, and I'm 61, and I carry mail for the United States Postal Service, and of course, it's getting colder here in Wyoming, and our volume's getting heavier, and so I had a 12-hour day yesterday, and I've
wow.
been prone to some hip dysfunction that when I got my Beamer 5 years ago, it stopped altogether, but when I have those heavy loads and cooler weather and stress, then I have flare-ups. So I was laughing. I mean, I was in so much pain, but I was like, I had to laugh about it.
Discomfort.
Yeah. Oh, yes, discomfort. And I had to laugh about it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, just get on the Beamer. I went on the Beamer, and I'm on the street right now, and I am discomfort-free. So
wonderful.
Yes, I'll give a second testimonial. I haven't had a cold of any kind in the 5 years that I've had my Beamer. It'll actually be 6 at the end of the month. So, yeah, that's my testimonials.
You know what? Next month is my 6-year anniversary. I ordered my Beamer December 31st, 6 years ago, next month. And I'm so thankful. And it's just amazing how it just improves the quality of your life. And, you know, you're just talking about, you know, the discomfort that you had. And what would most people do? They would go for some pain medication. We can say pain medication because that's what it's called. Or I guess we can say discomfort medication. And, you know, all medication is toxic. It's going to help you in some area, but it's all toxic for the body. While on one side it's doing something good, on the other hand it's doing something bad. And to be able to have the Beamer at home where you don't have to go somewhere and to treat it naturally, it just blows me away every time I'm able to take care of things without medication and doctor visits.
Exactly. So I do love my Beamer, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. But you guys have a great day, and thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, Janine. All right, Greg, go ahead. I was just going to open up to you at 603. Let me just see if 603 is available, and then you go ahead and you can share.
Okay.
603, are you there?
I think
603.
So. Can you hear me?
We can
or
hear
no?
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Kim from Bow, New Hampshire.
Hey, Kim.
Hi. I was just calling in. I had my mentor ask me if I could call in today because she and I were hiking 2 weeks ago, and we were almost to the top of a 4-mile hike up, and then we were going to have a 4-mile hike down. And I twisted my ankle really, really bad to the point where when I got home, I had to crawl in to get to my Beamer. So,
oh, no. Did it get discolored?
It didn't. It just swelled a little bit. I don't even know how I got down the mountain, to tell you the truth. But I got down, got home, crawled in to get to my Beamer on the second story. And I did intensity 10 with the B strap and then the P3 kind of back to back as I was in. It hurt pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Did you use the B pad or the B spot?
The B pad.
Sorry. B pad. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I gave myself a few minutes, and I repeated that. I did the intensity 10 and the P3, and I fell asleep. It was probably around 7:30, whatever. And then again at 12:30, I woke up, did the same things of intensity 10 and whatever and program 3, and then again at 4:30 in the morning. And by 7:30 when I got up, I could walk on it, where before I couldn't even – I was almost crying when I crawled in. It hurt so bad when I got home. So, or discomfort, sorry. So,
Anyways,
I have never been able to use, I've never needed those high intensities before, but I knew because I was in so much discomfort that I had to do something because I wasn't positive if I had. When I got home, I wasn't sure if it was broken or not. So I was going to give myself the overnight and see with the using the Beamer how that worked. And I could walk, and I went running on Monday. So the Monday after. So it's been 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I did get adjusted at the chiropractor once, and I actually hiked a little mountain this morning. So
I just wanted to call in.
3 years.
3 years.
And
okay.
The highest I've ever been able to get was intensity 6. And I just was, it was very interesting to hear the last caller saying, or the one before, about not maybe too high. And I'm just wondering, because I've just recently got over a virus and feeling it this morning, just with lungs and whatever, a little, I could notice a difference, you know, because I usually run or hike or do something every day, but I think I need to probably stay a little lower for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try that anyway.
Yeah, well, so you do cycle, right? So 1 week, so if you're at intensity six, then next week you'll go to three, and then four, then five, and you rotate like
right.
that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I
and
just
then
finished
for your
I just finished intensity five, and this week is intensity three. But so I think I'll just stay low just to see if I need a couple more weeks to recover. I don't know.
Yeah, and also for your lungs, you know, you can put the B pad across your chest, like on,
on
program one. And for program two, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, but I just wanted to share my ankle story because I really couldn't believe Saturday morning that I could walk on it. I've never, like I said, I've never used a program three. I haven't needed to, and I haven't, an intensity 10. I haven't had anything that, acute or. So, anyways, it was great. I'm glad I could tolerate it, and I'm glad it worked. And, yes, I appreciate my Beamer as well.
That's what we all do. You know, we all say, we couldn't imagine life without it. It's just, it creates such a better quality of life. And whenever you do have those little accidents in life, then you can bounce back so much quicker. Yep. So,
correct. So
well, thank you so much for calling. Greg?
Thank you.
Well, go ahead. I was just going to see if Greg had anything to ask you.
Well, no, I'm finding a common thread with all these different injuries, and I think if we had something that could relieve gravity, I think we could resolve a lot of these or prevent a lot of these injuries from occurring. But outside of that, the one Gail was mentioning, though, and you were talking about medications and different things like that, and remember that, medications are a Band-Aid. Now, I'm not saying that they don't have their place. They definitely do. But are they actually reversing anything? And that's really not the case. And so our bodies were designed to do some amazing things and recover on its own. But when it is hindered by decreased blood flow or thinking of that individual that's trying to run and he's getting choked off of oxygen, his performance is going to drop dramatically if he can't get oxygen into his lungs. And that's no different than each and every single cell of our body. If we can't get that oxygen in there and the nutrition in there, there's no way that they can function properly and be able to do what God was meant them to do. And when people think, well, how important is our cell? Remember that every single individual on this planet all started off as a single cell. And that cell had the information within it to make those all individuals. So our bodies are pretty darn amazing and capable of doing so much if we give them the opportunity. So I'll turn it back to you, Mark.
Okay. Thank you, Greg, and thank you for the last caller. That was Kim. And for all the people that called in today, and if you know people that have injuries and have discomfort, share the Beamer with them. You know, and it only takes a few applications to really make a significant difference with injuries and sprains. So we just want to encourage everybody to keep on Beamering and share the Beamer story with people. Share your Beamer story. It's all about sharing your story with others and helping others, and which will transform lives. So, Greg, it's just a pleasure hosting with you, and appreciate all of your knowledge, all your caring spirit that really comes through, and your energy. And we can be in our 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s and still be young and youthful and energetic. So, with that, just want to wish everybody a fantastic day. Keep Beamering, and God bless.
Yep, and also don't forget about tomorrow's Blog Talk Radio, the interview with Jordan Palmer, one of our brand new ambassadors, and the Equine Thursday.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more than just Testimonial Tuesday. You got a lot of great shows Monday through Thursday. Thank you, Greg. Take care.
Bye-bye, everybody.